They were a nasty man. I've seen that man thrash his own son with a horse whip. It was some cruelty as well. And the woman went in one day, and I was there, into my grandmother's booth, and she was that stout lady that I said used to sit for, and she was very sympathetic. And this woman said, "Have you heard about so-and-so?" Goes up at me, so she. "No, what about so-and-so?" "Well, she's having to get married." My grandfather Booth was there, Dutchman, he says, "You want to shut your mouth up, you ain't got all your cake baked yet." See? But it comes home to them, you see. This is what... You see, these people that... My grandmother Booth, she was an educated woman, and she was a professional cook. She used to go to the people that had the big shops in the town, like Moores and Doyle's and people like that, you see. They all lived at Chappertown. She used to go... They didn't have cooks in their own house. They had servants, but they didn't have cooks. And she used to go and cook the dinners. I have a dinner service upstairs now that Mrs. Moores, they had a linen warehouse in Albin Street, where the Co-op is now. And I have a dinner service up there that Mrs. Moore once bought my grandmother, and I have it. And there's 5 different plates. It's a lovely dinner service. But I can't room for it in a cupboard, so I pack it in a box, you see, and I bring it down all together when I want
to
use it.
Anyway, you were talking about the list.
Yes, well, and every time anybody was going to get married, is she forced to get married? Now, this went on among girls at Bray's, you see, as well. And also at Bray's, I was a bit... I was silly. Girls used to come saying, "I'm going to have a baby. What are you going to do about it?" "Well, I can go to Bradford, see."
Bradford?
Yeah.
What happened at Bradford?
Well, they could get an illegal operation. Well, it was an illegal operation then. I have a few 5 quids out that I've given to girls, but I don't want them back. But you see, the funny part about me was...
But you could do it. You could have an abortion at Bradford.
Oh, well, they didn't have it done in Leeds because they were frightened of somebody getting noise. Besides, one of my best friends, her sister, did one in Sackville Street, just down... Do you know what Sackville Street is? Just down Meemwood Road. She lived down there, and I'll never forget her sister. She got 2 years for doing one, you see. Oh, they used to... Oh, no, you could see folks going to houses. You knew where they did them. And,
Did you ever know anybody who died of it, or...?
Yeah. There used to be often girls die of abortion. But they called it illegal operations in those days. But I had a friend whose parents kept a public house. And I played with this girl from being a kid. And I went in the pub. I didn't go in to do up, fetch something out. I said, "How's Maggie?" "Oh, she's all right, she's on holiday." I said, "Oh, that's nice." No, I never inquired where she was. My sister and I went to Bradford to sing somewhere. I used to sing a bit, you know, I was a comedian. And I used to sing songs like, as I got a bit older, like Alice Blue Gown and Peggy O'Neill, you see. I'm dying to get to London to see Irene. That's a new play that Alice Blue Gown's in, and I saw that when it first came out. And I can tell you some of the things they say in it. And walking up down the street at Bradford, who should I bump into but Maggie? See?
Said hello. Did you know any girls who had their babies and were not married?
Oh, yes, many of them. I brought one into the world when I wasn't so old.
In Leeds?
Yeah.
Here in Woodhouse?
Yeah. Well, I helped. A woman came out of the house. She says, "Do you know anything about babies?" I said, "Well, I've just taken my certificates in the Girl Guides for maternity nursing, you see. I used to go to the maternity hospital." This was when George and Mary were coronation day, because this woman had twins that were... Mandy, she was married all right. And...
Well, what happened to the girls who had illegitimate babies?
Well, the mothers used to look after them. They put them out nursing, you know. Yes, I know there are quite a few that used to call them, you know, childminders.
Yeah, but they had a hard time.
Oh, the kids did, yes, and the women did as well. And one, this person that had Teddy, Agnes they called her, I'll just forget her other name, and she used to go out cleaning, you know, and oh, she was a lovely, dainty girl. And she had this boy, Teddy, but a lovely woman looked after her, a friend of mine, Lily Garrett, her mother, that lived up again, the fish shop in Woodhouse, fish and chip shop, you know, opposite the university in Woodhouse Lane. She looked after Teddy, but he was a bit slow, and he died when he was in his early, about 6 or 7. But he was a nice kid. But Agnes, I used to think she were beautiful. Oh, I've had a few girls worked with us at Brace, you know. But I'll tell you one girl, she was a lovely girl, and she was having a baby to a mill owner in Leeds. And you're supposed to lend them this money. I used to go and borrow money from my father to help girls like that, you know. And she went to Bradford and had an abortion, and she got over it all right. Well, whether somebody, we wouldn't have discussed this with any of the girls there, especially what we called the toppy nose and the religious maniac. She wouldn't discuss anything like that. And I know one day there was a real hullabaloo in our room at Brave. And I said to this girl, I says, what's the matter? She says, this fella that was the foreman thinks because I've fallen once, I'm open to fall for anybody. And he'd put his hand up bottom, you see, and she clouted him. I said, you did right. And she got married. She married a fella that were in the army and went to India. But I don't know, she's still living.
But was it looked on as a terrible...
Oh, well, it couldn't really have been because there were so many. Mind you, your parents used to worry. I once remember going home one night about 11:15. And my two eldest sisters are sat crying in the house. I says, what's the matter with you two? You can stop out as long as you like. My dad lets you stop out as long as you like. So she says, we have to be in at 9:30. So next morning I said to him, why don't you let Grace and Florence stay out as late as me? He said, you can take care of yourself, they can't. I'll never forget him saying that. I think we had, you know, we knew one another better than they did, you see. They didn't like him having a gill of beer at night, you know. They didn't like him smoking. And he used to make his own cigarettes. He used to get an ounce of bird's eye and a cigarette book, I called them, every day. And he used to drink practically, happened a couple of days, a bottle of whiskey, but he had to have it. For 29 years, my father had to do nothing. He'd do the books, and then when he died, I did the books. And he'd do the books, but that was all he could do. He didn't lift a kettle off the fire or a gas cooker or anything. He had a terrible heart. He was under the infirmary for years with it in the special machinery for him.